Good morning and welcome to Mr. Sal's Podcast and at Season 4, Episode 36, the week that was for April 24th, 2023. Thank you very much. As always, I thank my daughter for the intro music. In this episode, we're going to review the week that was for April 24th, 2023. We're going to read student email, review the week that was a very short week, preview the upcoming week, which will be a regular week, tell a dad joke. All of this, maybe more, maybe less, in this week's top-rated and award-winning somewhere on the internet episode of Mr. Sal's Podcast and that. We'll be right back after this brief musical interlude. Everybody, I hope you had a good extended weekend. We are in day two of the weekend. Yesterday was an unused snow day, so everyone was off. Some of you guys went to prom. Hope you had a good time. Hope you had a safe time. I was going to try and get this podcast out yesterday, but it was a miserable, rainy, kind of blood day. The puppy, Charlie, was not feeling that great, so she was laying around. I was taking care of her. She's back to normal, but it's still a gray day out there. But we're going to try and make it better inside with this podcast. It is not a coffee day, I hate to say. It is an espresso day. Woohoo! Yes! Gotta love espresso. Thank you very much. So we're going to have some espresso here during the show. I'll be a little bit amped up. We're going to get right into things with the student emails. And this week's student email of the week comes from name and period withheld due to student confidentiality. It begins, Mr. Sal, I have a question to ask. When is the last day to turn in late work? I forgot. My bad. Well,
name and period withheld due to student confidentiality.
Since we have to submit grades before the end of May, any assignments from the beginning of the fourth 9 weeks that are late, not turned in as of now, need to be turned in by May 12th, 2023. After that, I will only accept work from after that date if you're absent. Just due to the crazy schedule and everything going on, we have keystones, we have field trips. There's all kinds of stuff going on. The schedule gets very hectic. So I want to make sure everything gets turned in. After that, we're not going to be guaranteed to get stuff graded. So anything that is outstanding needs to be turned in by May 12th. After May 12th, if you miss days after May 12th, I will accept only those assignments when you go to turn them in. So I hope that answers your question. Remember, you too can submit emails about class to my school email or message me via Schoology. Put the phrase student email of the week in the subject line and then your question in the body of the email or message. You also get enrichment points for your effort besides getting your email read on this highly popular and award-winning somewhere on the internet podcast. So, class week in review. It's going to be short and sweet. We worked on notes from the 1960s during the Kennedy years. I gave you guys time to study for a vocabulary quiz. Many of you took it Tuesday. One class took it Wednesday. Those grades should be in the grade book. We covered JFK's foreign policy, including the Cuban issues. On Monday and Tuesday, I had many of you complete assessments that you owed me. Some of you still owe me work. We want to get that turned in as soon as possible. Then on Thursday, you completed an ed puzzle on the Cuban Missile Crisis. I was out. I've started getting some of those checked. I will work on them during the raininess of the day. But yesterday, I finished two books while I was off. Good times, good books. Got through some of that. Started a third one. I got a loan from the library. Just a fun reading book from one of the authors, David Baldacci, who I follow. Reading one of the books in his series. So that's just some pleasure reading going on. It's been rainy. It's been dreary. Nothing better than curling up with a good book and having the puppy curl up with me. And just kind of chilling out in this weather. It'd been nicer if it was sunny and fun to be outside, but can't have everything. Anyway, so did the notes on the Cuban Missile Crisis through the Ed Puzzle. You had to upload notes. You had to answer some questions, turn everything in via Schoology. From what I checked, you guys were doing pretty good with that. Any notes you missed in class? Assignments are posted in Schoology. Notes are posted on the front page of Schoology under class notes. You can check for the PDF copies there. I am not going to get into any optional enrichment assignments, but there was a big one I rolled out last week. It is still active. It is not limited to the first person in each class. It's open to anyone, any number of students in each period. Check it out in last week's episode. Now, with that, I did have some students reach out. Talk to me first. Once you figure out what you're going to do, we'll discuss points. That way you know how many points you're putting in for before you commit to the project. I have a couple samples I'm going to upload to show you, give you some examples of what the project should look like. I'm going to get them done this weekend. It has not been a good weekend to be outside, but I did a little bit of work Wednesday. It was nice out. I just didn't get a chance to get the picture I wanted. So I'm going to have to go back through my photos and find one. Anyway, we're going to move on to your favorite part of the podcast and mine. And no, it is not the ending. Yeah, I know. It is the dad joke of the week. Thank you very much. And this week's dad joke of the week is courtesy of Best Life. What do you call an ant that has been shunned by its community? Anyone? Anyone? It's called a socially dissed ant. Get it? Get it? Socially dissed ant. I thought it was pretty funny. Although it's not good to diss people. But hey, sometimes if they're really rude, you don't want to be around them. Anyway, moving on to next week's preview. It's going to be short and sweet. We have a full week this upcoming week. So what we're going to do is, some of you still owe some work to get in. Some of you still owe some assessments. I'm going to get you caught up on the assessments. We're going to finish up the Kennedy administration. We're going to jump into the assassination. And then we're going to get into some Lyndon Baines Johnson and his administration. He is the president who takes over after Kennedy's assassination. So, that is where we sit with things. Short and sweet, full week. Be right back. I'm going to check my notes and get into a few things here. And we're back with the school announcements. They are as follows. Career portfolios were due by the end of March. Please make sure you have everything completed. Check out the What's Up New Brighton Internet Show. It's informative, it's fun, it's student run. We have our club meetings the third Tuesday of each month. There's also a TikTok channel for What's Up New Brighton. They have content posted on that. All library books are due before the end of May. There are flyers posted all over the school with the said dates. And they're also on Schoology on the library page. Check those out. Make sure you get your books in. Speaking of books, you know, you can check out ebooks from the school library over the school year and summer. Check Mrs. Berger for details. There's also, the library will be closed till PSSA testing's done down at the middle school, but you can message her or email her. I know Carnegie Library also of Pittsburgh has some ebooks you can rent out. It's free for students. You can have an account. I have an account. Even though I live outside of Allegheny County, I have some books. I get ebooks from Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh. There's also some other libraries around the nation that offer free ebooks that have a wide variety. And you have the local library, so you can always get books regardless of the time of year. So that pretty much covers details. We do have Keystones coming up. They are a necessary evil, but so be it. They are 3 days. I'll be proctoring 2 days and covering overflow study halls the third. I don't know exactly when the schedule is, but once I have that, I will pass that on to you. As I get ready to end the podcast, I want to mention several things, as I always do. The first is the ideas, jokes, comments on this podcast are my own and not those of any other entity or organization. If you don't like something, please send me constructive criticism. Don't blame anyone else. If you like what you hear, please send me an email. Second, one thing I want to mention about several organizations and websites that do a lot of good for others. The first is PAECT, the Pennsylvania Association for Educational Communications and Technology. If you're an educational stakeholder, check out PAECT.org to see what's going on in educational technology around Pennsylvania, the United States, the globe, and the universe. Join thousands of educational stakeholders to network and help strengthen the use of best practices in educational technology today. And speaking of PAECT, check out the PAECT Pod, a live stream and podcast where we discuss current events going on in PAECT, interview interesting guests, share best practices and tech tools to use in an educational setting. The PAECT Pod can be found on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and anywhere else you find great podcasts. PAECT, we are the voice of EdTech in Pennsylvania and beyond. The second is 211.org. You can dial 211 from any phone or go to 211.org on any internet-connected device to find local social services in your area of the United States and most of Canada. If you're an individual or party in need, family in need, please reach out to this fantastic resource for help. Once again, that's 211 on any phone or 211.org on any internet-connected device. And then for those of you traveling around PA, it is construction season. Go to the website 511PA.com, 511PA.com. It's a great resource for travelers. They do have an app, 511PA. Or you can just dial 511 on any phone, and they will give you driving conditions across the state. The app possibly has this. I know the website does. They have live traffic cams that show you live traffic conditions around the state on state highways and interstates. They also have locations of construction on the maps and everything like that. I've used this resource numerous times throughout the year. If you're traveling, check it out. That wraps up this show, everybody. Have a great rest of the weekend. I'd say enjoy the weather, but you know, we'll make do with what we have. It's dreary, it's rainy, it's a good day to curl up with a book, which I'm going to do after this, and I'll grade some papers. 13 minutes, 9 seconds. I'm signing off. Have a good one. I will see you guys Monday.